Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
This is Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Mark Owens, Curtis Slade. Now, Jen Hobby has jury duty today, and we are honored to have Miss Madison James hanging out with us this morning. And we got a great email. Yep. You can contact us, find us at star941atlanta.com. And Madison, get us started with today's group therapy.
All right, here's the email. Hey, Jen and friends, I'm afraid my relationship is in trouble. My boyfriend just went number two in front of me. We were talking while I was fixing my hair, and he just sat down to poop. I was in shock, but he said he was just comfortable now. Is it a sign that the romance in our relationship is over? Please help. Can you ask friends or whatever? She just wants to know, is it gone? Brittany.
Ew.
You know what? Look, I've been married for almost 10 years now. And then, you know, if the number two comes, I am going downstairs. I'm making sure the neighbor's windows are closed. I'm making sure the lights are out. I'm like, all right, everybody leave me alone. I'm not walking into the bathroom when my wife is getting ready and be like, hey, what's going on? Plopping down. So.
But what if you have that bathroom with that door and you can close the door?
In between?
Y'all gave me a look like, no, uh-uh. No. That's, you just violated code. Yeah.
That's still too much interaction.
Okay.
That's still too many particles in the air.
See, I'm the same way. I have to go to an opposite bathroom, like down the hall, and make sure the door is closed, the vent's on, you know, there's a towel covering the doors. I'm so proud of when I go poopy.
Your apartment isn't on fire.
I know, right? I don't want you to hear anything.
All right, so let's help out Brittany here. So let's make her feel better. 51539.
Make her feel better.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. How do you know when the honeymoon phase, the schmoopy phase, how do you know when that's over in a relationship? Madison James?
You know, I feel like coming from a girl's perspective, you know, you don't care anymore 24/7. You don't know what you're going to get. So it might be like, oh, I'm going to try. Then it's like, no.
Yeah.
I didn't brush my hair. I didn't brush my teeth. See? You see?
Yeah. So you think the honeymoon phase is over when it's just maybe you're not brushing and flossing twice a day. You
know? That's possible.
You're just, you know,
I'm not saying I do it because somebody might be listening, and be like, "Oh, really? No, no, that's
we're
possible.
Still gonna make out, but I'm just not quite as concerned about that breath." Curtis,
no, see, breath. I can't do bad breath.
Yeah.
If your breath smells like your tongue has been kicking over trash cans, don't come around me with that breath. I can't do that.
I knew for us. When me and Gretchen first started dating, and I snore. I'm a big dude. I snore. I've always snored. And we were dating and, you know, over at my house, sleeping in one morning, and it used to be gently, honey, sweetie, you're snoring. Roll over.
Mm-hmm.
Roll over, honey. And now.
While you were sleeping?
Yeah. And it's like, you're snoring. Flip over to your stomach. You'll stop snoring. And now if I start snoring, it is a swift elbow to the ribs. Will you shut up for the love of God? You have been snoring for two straight hours.
Good for her.
So it went from the whole, like, God bless him. He's a cute little snork. Like, I can't even sleep now.
You try to be nice in that situation, but then you're like, yo, that was me. Yep. Yo, what? Yo, fix this.
Make it better.
And then I just went back to sleep.
All right, so let's help out Brittany. 51539, that is the Jen and Friends text line. We want to hear from you on today's group therapy. How did you know? What are your examples when you know that the honeymoon phase is over? We want to hear from you. It's Jen and Friends group therapy on Star 94.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Star 94.1 group therapy. Mark Owens, Curtis is here. Jen Hobby on jury duty. Madison James hanging out with us. And we got this email from Brittany.
And it says, hey, Jen and friends, I'm afraid my relationship is in trouble. My boyfriend just went number two, not number one, number two, mm-hmm. right in front of me. We were talking while I was fixing my hair, and he just sat down to poop. I was in shock. But he said, I was just comfortable now. Is this a sign that the romance and the relationship is over?
Ugh. So when's the schmoopy phase? When's the honeymoon phase over and your relationship? Sandy shot us a text. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. After 20 years of marriage, the romance is still there, and we both use a bathroom in front of each other. The relationship is just getting better.
Mm-mm.
You know what? You do you.
But it depends. Like, I'm just going to sit here and be like,
I don't want to watch the grand finale of you in the bathroom. I don't want to see that.
You may not be looking at it. There might be a barrier in between.
I don't want to hear it. 770.
Plop.
But stop. Oh, God. From the 770. This says, Brittany needs to stop. Everybody has to go. What if they only have a one-bathroom apartment? I get that. I don't want this to turn into a conversation about pooping in front of each other. I don't want this to be about how do you know it's over? Now people are like, I like going to the bathroom. Open the door, watch some TV, fill out my taxes.
You know, going to the bathroom, like that's like one of those things. Even in the office, everybody notice when you go to the bathroom and you know somebody gets like really quiet because they were trying to do something else, do number two, and it's like, oh, can I hold it? Can I wait till the person leaves? So this whole the whole bathroom thing, see, everybody's nodding their head, you know, and then sometimes I stay in there longer just to make them even more comfortable, and I'm done. But, you know, I think it's just a bathroom. It's a bathroom thing, but there are other things, like someone just texts in, Amanda from Alpharetta. She says, you know what, when you don't care about impressing the parents. I think that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's not in a mean way, but you're just like, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when the honeymoon's over, when you're just, you're in good with the parents, and it's not so important. You want
even if you're not, you just don't care.
You just don't care anymore. This coming in from the 678. You know the honeymoon phase is over when the long, sweet good morning, good night texts stop.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Or the, your text pattern changes, because if you're so used to getting a text, like early morning text, and then several throughout the day, and then your good night text, when the text pattern changes is when the smooshy phase is over.
Jennifer shot us a text on the Jennifer's text line. It says, when he burps, and instead of saying, excuse me, he goes, nice.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, is that a boyfriend or a child? Isn't this something that kids say, you know, when they do that?
We got producer Janine is back from Iceland, and you've got an example on how you knew that the honeymoon phase was over.
Oh, yeah. It's when the leg hair starts coming in. And instead of just hiding away, you wear pants, you're like, hey, check this out. I'm up to your level at this point. Look at this.
Madison
and then
James,
I'm going to confirm on that one. Yeah. How about just don't shave them at all? You're like,
yeah,
look.
It's great. You're like, look, we're in this together. We're going to start matching. It's great.
I'm not saying that it is, you know, welcomed on the end. It's like, really? That's what I get. Like, really? Like, what?
So you're sporting a 5 o'clock shadow on your legs.
Yeah, what?
That is nasty.
No, it ain't.
Or female, that is
you
nasty.
Know what? Whatever.
Jillian shot us a text on the Jennifer's text line. No, no, no. Bathrooms have doors for a reason. That is something that you do in private. No. Honeymoon is over when your spouse says, oh, you put the dogs above them.
Oh. Oh.
You know, I dated a girl years ago, and I knew the honeymoon phase was over when, with our hours, we get up pretty early in radio.
Yeah.
And so the first couple of weeks of us being together, and I'd get up at leave, and, you know, 4, 4:30 in the morning, she'd greet me at the door, here's a Red Bull and a granola bar, have a great day. And then within a couple of weeks, the alarm goes off, and it was a swift elbow, and turn off, get out, make sure we're locked up. I'll talk to you later. That's how you knew it was over. 515-39, let's continue this conversation on the Jennifer's text.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.